855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the program at username lrn.fm. Hopefully, we'll be having a special guest later on tonight. I believe he is currently in Long Island, for the Save Long Island convention that they're having there. Adam Kokesh is expected to steal away and be able to join us here later on tonight. He was sentenced in Washington, D.C., I believe it was yesterday morning, to time served for his possessing of a shotgun in a public place in Washington, D.C. So we'll get more from him on what his plans are and what's going to happen next.
An act that is completely legal a few miles, like 1 mile away.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places, it's totally legal to hold a shotgun. Although he did kind of rack the shotgun, which could be considered menacing.
Okay.
So maybe it wouldn't be legal.
Apparently they didn't think it was too menacing. They gave him time served.
That's right. So we'll get to him later on. Hopefully we'll talk to him. And, of course, we'll talk to you for sure if you call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The NSA is in the news again. This time Obama has been trotted out. He is making promises, apparently. Big, important NSA speech about how everything's going to, or a lot's going to change. Things are going to get better. Don't worry, Americans. We are going to protect you.
Stop listening to what Edward Snowden says.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fine.
So there's a story here over at nationaljournal.com. There's actually two stories. One of them will give us detail on what exactly has been proposed. In a bid to calm growing privacy concerns about the government's spying powers, President Obama outlined a series of steps on Friday aimed at ushering in concrete and substantial reforms to the National Security Agency. Americans recognized that we had to adapt to a world in which a bomb could be built in a basement and our electric grid could be shut down by operators an ocean away, the president said during a major policy speech at the Justice Department. And yet, he added, in our rush to respond to very real and novel threats, the risks of government overreach, the possibility that we lose some of our core liberties in pursuit of security, became more pronounced. The reforms I'm proposing today, he said toward the end of the speech, should give the American people greater confidence that their rights are being protected, even as our intelligence and law enforcement agencies maintain the tools that they need to keep us safe.
So the people that were violating our rights are now saying that they will protect our rights.
That's the claim.
Okay.
And that they will be maintaining those tools, meaning that they're going to keep all the tools that they have. They're just only going to use them in the right way now. Because now Obama's watching. He's got an eye on him.
He wasn't watching before? He didn't know that they were
collecting? How could he have known? I mean, you think they tell him everything? He probably didn't.
You don't think in the 6 years or so, the 5 years that came before this, at some point somebody said, it's not like we don't collect every single bit of metadata on everybody's calls, texts, and emails
maybe
in this country?
Does. Maybe he did know. I don't know. But I don't trust him. I don't believe him. I wouldn't believe George Bush if he made these claims. I don't believe politicians, period.
Well, I think you're a fool. I mean, politician is synonymous in the English language with liar.
So what exactly was proposed? Well, according to the other National Journal piece, they've got a list here of the various reforms that have been proposed. One, phone metadata will no longer be housed at the NSA, they claim.
No, we're going to house it someplace else now.
In the coming months, government
No. Now the DIA is going to have it, or the CIA, or whatever. One of these other alphabet soup agencies.
Or maybe what they'll do is they'll turn it over to a private company. Because it says here that the government will no longer maintain ownership of hundreds of millions of phone records collected from virtual
Americans.
They
have all kinds of shell companies, all right?
But it will be held somewhere else. The bulk collection of Americans' phone records will continue, but instead it will be done by either private phone companies or some hypothetical, as yet undefined, third-party entity. Like another government. Remember, there was news previously about the GCHQ. This is the equivalent of the NSA in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not going to do it, if the NSA is not going to do it, they could just have the GCHQ do it, and then the GCHQ could have the NSA do the stuff that they promised to their people that they won't be doing.
Well, this all assumes that I believe what they're saying in the first place.
Right.
I don't know that I believe,
no,
in fact, that they're not going to do the things that they say. These are spies. Isn't it their job to lie to people?
More judicial. Don't worry, Mark. They'll need to get approval of a judge, they say. More judicial approval will be required to search data.
It's like 90-something percent, like 99% of all requests for whatever that is that they have out there, warrants and these sorts of things, get approved.
Right, and it says here, the detail of this says, beginning immediately, the U.S. spy agencies will need to obtain an order from the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court for any query it conducts. Well, you know what about the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court? It's secret.
And we have...
So, you don't have any way of overseeing any of this stuff.
Nobody has any responsibility.
Right. All right. These are the top three things on the list here, Mark. Are you feeling safe yet?
No.
A new independent panel to advocate for privacy in the FISA court. Oh, that's good. They're going to have a panel advocating for privacy.
An ombudsman? That works so well in places like Chicago, which has no corruption at all.
The outside panel's creation relies on action from Congress, but this offers a chance to satiate critics furious that the court approving surveillance orders only hears the government side. Well, finally, we're going to have a group of people saying something about privacy in government. I'm sure they'll really listen carefully to those people.
Governments thrive on information like this. They've always collected all the useless information they can possibly collect. They like this stuff.
Who will be appointing the so-called independent panel?
The government will.
Fewer hops allowed when searching, also effective immediately. The government will reduce from 3 to 2 the number of hops or degrees of separation away from a suspected target that it can jump when analyzing communications data. And as with the rest of these things, you're just going to have to trust them that they're actually doing that. You trust the government, don't you? I mean, surely by now they have imbued you with their trust and how honest that they are.
No.
Restrictions, they claim, on spying on allies. Obama and senior administration.
I love this part. I love this. The absolute, the sickening indignation that comes from other countries when they find out the United States has been spying on them. Oh, it's okay to spy on our citizens. It's okay to spy on your citizens. It's okay if you spy on everybody. But dear God, you were spying on us politicians. I mean, please. The NSA is spying on its own politicians, too. They're spying on everybody. They're using
on
that
their
information.
Boyfriends and girlfriends, even.
That's sort of against their rules, but I'm sure that they're...
That's the point, right? It's against their own rules within the NSA to not... You know, you're not allowed to use these tools, supposedly, to spy on your husband or wife or girlfriend or potential girlfriend, but that's exactly what they're doing because the rules don't matter. They can do whatever it is that they want to do. They've just been caught. They've been caught on it, and now they're just, we didn't realize the extent of this. I mean, now we're going to really show them. We're going to show you people that we care about your privacy. You believe them, right? 855, 453.
How many times has the government let us down? And again, they trot out a new pack of lies, and I'm supposed to buy this.
Again, the toll-free number, 855-453. There's more. There's more to their list of promises here. So again, Obama and senior administration officials said heads of states considered to be, quote, close friends and allies, unquote, will be off limits to surveillance. If that sounds vague, that's because it is. Who qualifies as a close ally is not written in stone and can presumably change to meet perceived national security threats. Another promise, how intelligence agencies like the FBI use national security letters will no longer be so secretive. Obama said in his speech, quote, I have therefore directed the Attorney General to amend how we use national security letters so this secrecy will not be indefinite and will terminate within a fixed time unless the government demonstrates a real need for further secrecy. Well, what is a fixed time? Is it 10 years? 20 years?
Hasn't secrecy increased like 10 times in the last 10 years. I read some article like that, that they're just, you know, so many more documents are being kept secret since the 9/11 sort of number.
So that's it. That's the list of things that they supposedly are going to be changing if you believe them. Do you? 855-453. Does Obama's speech about the NSA imbue you with confidence in the honesty of the state? 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. We'll continue with more on this in moments and what the NSA's lies have been. They've been caught lying on everything. We'll explain coming up.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Listening options, we've got them. Live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are all available to you, all free, around the clock, at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got over over 135 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show at various times throughout the week. You can learn about all of those. In fact, I want to take a moment to welcome our newest radio affiliates to the Free Talk Live Happy Family of Radio Affiliates. We've got now in Florida, we're back in Tallahassee.
This is the time number three?
For the third time, we are back. Freedom 93 FM is now carrying Free Talk Live
Sweet.
On Saturday nights there in Tallahassee, as well as Talk Radio 101 in Panama City. It's their sister station out in Panama City. So welcome aboard to everybody listening. FM talkers, always great to be on some new FM talk signals. And so welcome aboard. If you're listening to Free Talk Live for the first time tonight, stick with us. It's a little bit different from what you're used to hearing on talk radio. This is not one of those Republican or Democrat talking points shows. We really do want to hear what you have to say, and you really can bring up pretty much anything that you want to within FCC guidelines, of course.
Now, we've got opinions, of course, and we try to make those opinions to be as consistent as possible. We believe in the ideas of peace, freedom, personal responsibility. We try to apply those to every situation.
Right, and of course our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your phone calls next here. We're talking about privacy, the NSA, these purported reforms that are being proposed by Barack Obama. So again, 855-450-3733. And that, those, by the way, phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. Now, we've been talking about privacy so far tonight. If you care about your privacy, and you should, then you really need to learn about ProXPN. Take a moment when you get in front of a terminal, a computer terminal, and go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their free app. Now, there's a premium account that I would recommend to you because ProXPN, when you upgrade to premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limitation on what you can do. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data. So whatever it is you're doing online, your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, they will have no idea what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging all the websites you visit and logging everything that you enter into a search bar. They're probably logging it for at least 6 months, as long as maybe 5 years in some ISPs' cases.
They're probably shipping it off to the NSA, too.
So if you want to stop that from happening, you can stop it right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL and getting the app from ProXPN. You can use the app on Windows. There's a Mac version, iOS, Android, and there are instructions to get ProXPN functioning with Linux, and they're very simple instructions. It's not complicated, unlike a lot of things on Linux. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code. You'll save 20% off the price of their premium account, which again gives you that unlimited bandwidth and more. So proxpn.com/FTL. FTL 20 is the code to save 20% for the lifetime of the account. And that brings the price down if you use the annual package to about $5 a month. Plus, if you've got Bitcoin, you can buy ProXPN's annual package and save 33% with Bitcoin. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Keith, our very first caller from Panama Beach, listening to Talk Radio 101. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I didn't realize that was your first time me hearing it here, but I thought something was different. But I wanted to just say, so far I liked it. But at first I was confused. I was like, this is anti-anti-anti. I was like, what's going on? It's like the South Park of talk radio. And I was like, you know, trying to figure it out. But I just
that doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
We do actually have a fair amount in common with South Park, at least as far as political views are concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I made that statement. And listen, I think that this NSA thing is just another cover for a couple of the real things. That first, they've got Obamacare. That's the main thing. It takes control of about 20% of the economy, amongst also controlling your health. But the amnesty thing that's going to be run down our throat, and all these things are just covers. You shouldn't even cover so much as that. You should ask the question, why are we all captivated by this NSA, the IRS, the Benghazi, when they're just using that as cover so we don't talk about the real things that are going to really...
Are you saying the NSA isn't a real issue?
No, I'm saying give me some more examples of how it affected me, some middle-class guy. I mean, okay, they've got my stuff stored in for 6 months. Well, they've probably been storing it since the beginning. I mean, do you want to, like, cutthroat politics? Like, look at, you know, for a statement, Putin in Russia, when they asked him about spying, he's like, yeah, they always spy. Everybody knows everybody spies. That's why I don't think the American people, anybody's going to care enough to get riled up enough.
Well, they should. Do you know who J. Edgar Hoover is?
Of course.
Okay, great. So J. Edgar Hoover collected a whole bunch of information on a whole bunch of politicians and used that information to essentially control Washington, D.C. for over the course of at least a decade, if not more. And the NSA has a lot more information about a lot more people. Think about this. If the NSA, if somebody's in charge of the NSA or some group of people in the NSA have information on who the mistresses are, who did some kind of dirty land deal, who got some kind of payoff from some lobbyist, if they have all that information, they control Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. controls the world. That's why you should care.
Hey, and you should say that, and you should express it more. Because, well, that's the exact point, is the whole purpose. That's exactly what they're all doing, and they're just trying to grab more. Nobody is going to watch this because they've numbed us to it. I mean, that's my statement. I'm agreeing with you guys. Earlier, when the show started, when I first turned it on, I was confused. It wasn't the normal show, and I listened. That's why I said the software thing. And I was like, oh, wait, are they anti-American? Are they anti-Semite? Are they anti-American? I was like, wait, and I was like, well, okay, I get it now. And then as I've been listening to the show, but I'm finally on board with you guys because I've kind of, my New Year's resolution was not even to listen to the regular talk right-wing warmongering talk radio because I realized what it was doing to my psyche.
Well, this is the antithesis. This show, Free Talk Live, for everybody listening brand new for the first time tonight, this is the antithesis to the warmongering, hate-mongering, fear-mongering, big government advocating, right and left talk radio. We are not those shows. But at the same time, there's certain people in the talk industry who will position that we're not right, we're not left, we're moderate. No, we're not moderate on Free Talk Live. We're radically in favor of freedom. We believe in your right to live your life so long as you don't harm anybody else in the process. Which brings me to your point about amnesty. That's one of the things that when you said it kind of perked me up because it causes some concern for me. I believe in freedom, which means the freedom to, again, self-direct your life, and that should mean for everybody who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves, that they should be free to come here without begging any government bureaucrats.
But they don't get handouts.
Permission, right. Yeah, I don't believe in the government welfare system either.
And you earlier said, like, you made the statement about the one, you were referencing one of the statements saying he's not an anti-Semite because he's Jew. Well, if we can use that statement,
what
people can say.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
That's a different show.
I think you were listening to something else. That was not Free Talk Live.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah, we have not said anything about Semitism.
I didn't mean it in an offensive manner. I meant that you were saying that, okay, I'm not even going to go there. What I was saying is that my wife is from a different country, and we followed all of the proper procedures, paid all of the money, done, stood in line, did everything right and correct. So while I definitely agree with people that should do that, I also think it's just more of the machine producing the blinded voters. Whether they're Democrat or not, they're all kind of the same because they're fueling both the same machine.
Keith, thank you for the call tonight. I'm sorry that you had to go through that process. I don't think anybody should have to jump through some bureaucrat's hoops to bring a loved one here or to bring somebody here and have, try to have a better life together. Thank you for the call, and feel free to call us again. 855-453 is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. We're here and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. You don't have to talk about the NSA thing, although that is on the table tonight, certainly to be discussed as Barack Obama gave a speech yesterday where he made several promises about how things are going to get better at the NSA. You believe that, right? 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show if you prefer at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you'd like to do that.
So if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, the place to go to get the best prices on name brands is ManVentureOutpost.com. You want name brands because you have a better chance of getting that high-quality item that's going to last you for years. It's really going to be a joy to use. That's the reason that I like name brands. Certainly, not every time. By no means. But I think it's a better chance than getting the off-brands. Also, every time I've gone to ManVentureOutpost.com, I've checked around to make sure that I'm getting that, you know, I'm telling my listeners they're the best prices. Go take a look for yourself. But every time it's happened for me, man, they have been the lowest price that I've been able to find on things like tactical flashlights, tents, apparel, water purification systems. Maybe you're looking for a long gun or a handgun or some kind of firearm accessories, ammunition. Everybody's looking for it right now. You can go to ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. They've got great prices over there. Check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com.
So Obama's promised more oversight. He says there's going to be a new independent panel that's going to be advocating for privacy. The court's going to have to be approached in order to give the agencies the orders that they need to do the supposed spying before they query various different things. But do you really believe this guy? There's no reason whatsoever why you should believe him. In fact, there's a neat short article over at Vice.com where they talk about, I guess not that short, medium-sized article over advice.com, where they talk about how the NSA has lied about absolutely everything. During a speech at a hacker convention 5 months ago, NSA Director General Keith Alexander showed a PowerPoint slide that listed 8 things his agency, quote, does not collect, the yep. NOT in all caps.
Yeah, now this is important because the Snowden documents have come out in a trickle. They've been released in bit by bit every time, because there's still a whole bunch of them out there. Supposedly, one NSA official said he got everything. Yeah. And I don't know what that means, but I know we haven't seen even the least bit of it.
The Guardian said they've released 1%, and that was a few weeks ago.
They'll release a little bit. The NSA will lie about that stuff. Then they release some stuff to show they've been lying.
Right.
And then they cover up with more lies, and then they release a little more to show, hey, look, more lies.
So Vice is going to prove here that every single claim has since been proven a lie that this NSA director made. So
now what we're being told today is the truth, though.
Yeah, if you believe that one, I got a bridge to sell you. Let's go to Jim. He's in Canada. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm sure you probably remember I called a few times about the PTSD and going to British Columbia to get my treatment for it using MDMA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were a suicidal, Jim, at one time, and we helped talk you out of being suicidal, and you made a decision to make a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But before you do all that, you were going to go and work on your PTSD, which was caused by some horrific incidents in your childhood. And so give us an update.
Well, it went great. We did 1 week of group counseling, and then we were each divided into separate rooms with counselors and given a dose of MDMA and did a guided imagery where it started with, you know, walking through your memory, walking through that traumatic experience and how you feel about it. And they kind of gently talk you into a more peaceful, I don't know how to describe it. Like, for instance, I wanted to kill the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that was part of my fantasy, and they talked me into, well, what if you forgave the priest? What if you can't forgive the priest? What if you just move on and you live your life? You know, what can you do to prevent others from being, you know, victimized? And
did you feel like the MDMA opened you more to those, to receiving those ideas? And by the way, was this your first time ever using MDMA?
Yes.
Yes to both questions?
Yes, to both. Okay. I had used, in the Navy, I had used drugs, never as a civilian, but it was mostly coke and LSD in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? I mean, when they suggested this to you, forgiving this priest who horribly abused you physically and sexually.
Yeah, surely this wasn't the first time you'd thought about forgiveness in this area, right?
Right. But I was not receptive initially. This was a marathon session. It was probably, they didn't have a clock, so I'm going to guess 4 to 6 hours of continuous therapy. And we, it probably took going around for, I'm going to say at least an hour before I was open. No, I'm still not ready to forgive him, but I can channel that energy. I don't want to kill him anymore.
That's good.
I don't have any flashbacks, and that to me, that is the biggest deal.
Hold on. Just to clarify, you were having flashbacks, and now you're saying you don't?
I'm having flashbacks 2 to 3 times a day, yes.
Mm. And now you don't?
I have had 0 since the MDMA.
How long has it been since your therapy session?
1 week since the dosage. I just got out of the therapy yesterday.
Were you there alone or was your wife with you?
My wife's in California.
Okay, so you're there alone.
Yeah.
And you're still in Canada, so you're still up nearby where you were?
Yep, funny enough, I was driving. I'm taking my time driving back, and I'm going to pick up my wife on February 2nd in Montpelier, but I saw a sign saying Hope, 50 kilometers up the road, so I figured I'd find a hotel in a nice little town called Hope, British Columbia.
There you go. So what you're saying is one dose of MDMA with this intensive therapy session with, are these psychologists or psychiatrists that were involved in this?
Psychiatrists.
with these psychiatrists. Another question. So what you're saying is after one dose and a 4 to 6 hour long therapy session, now you did go to meetings prior to that. Have there been follow-ups?
Yes, there was. It was 1 week of group therapy, then the intense MDMA, guiding, re-imagery.
Was that a one-on-one session? I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you with more questions.
That was one-on-one.
That was one-on-one. Okay, and then was there a follow-up after that?
And then there was a week of group therapy afterwards, and got out yesterday.
And so you're saying this has been a dramatic shift in how you've been experiencing what was PTSD. This sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is, and I can't understand. The Canadian government has done the study. They have proven that it works. This is just part of a statistical analysis study. So why in the hell won't the FDA or whoever it is that approves that stuff approve it for trials? I don't get it.
Because the DEA is scared. There's a video about how scary it is, apparently, for legalization of marijuana, let alone MDMA. And, it really leads me back to, it's kind of a conspiracy theory, but gosh, if people were able to solve their problems through the use of psychedelic empathogenic or entheogenic drugs like this, in this case, MDMA is an empathogen, if people are able to really resolve problems in their life, really to come at their life from a more compassionate perspective, if more people had an experience like MDMA can provide, then maybe people wouldn't be so likely to go to war. Maybe people wouldn't be so likely to consider other humans their enemy. And if that were the case, people wouldn't be as afraid of each other, and so therefore the government wouldn't be seen as necessary. I mean, really, drugs like this are a threat to the state, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I was on Seroquel, Zoloft, Ambien.
Oh my God!
Valium, Prozac.
That cannot be good for somebody. Jim, I'm looking forward to hearing from you again. Are you coming up to New Hampshire maybe for the Liberty Forum, perhaps?
When is it?
It's February 20th through the 23rd. We'll tell you a little bit more about it here in a moment.
I'll be there probably the week after.
Perfect.
I plan on being in Keene on the 9th.
Cool. Thanks, Jim. I look forward to seeing you here.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. Whether it's the NSA and your privacy, or MDMA and PTSD therapy. Fascinating call from Jim in Canada a moment ago. You can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And we talked to Jim briefly about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. He says he's going to come up and visit New Hampshire because he's planning a move up here. And a lot of people are planning a move to New Hampshire. A lot of people who love liberty. Now, if you like the idea of the state, you like the idea of controlling other people and telling people what to do, you do not need to come to the Liberty Forum. You can just stay right where you are. But if you love freedom, if you love the idea of liberty, the idea of living your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, and more importantly, allowing others to be free as well, then you're the kind of person who would really appreciate what goes on at the Liberty Forum. It's a gathering of hundreds of liberty-oriented people just like you, who actually are willing to do something about freedom. Because there's plenty of armchair libertarians out there. There's plenty of Facebook warriors who spend a bunch of time online and debating and posting on forums and things like that and trying to tell themselves they're doing something for freedom. Yeah, it might be something, but it's not much of something to do online posting. But what we've got going on in the Free State Project is something real. It's something tangible. It's a proof of concept of an idea that's time has come. And the idea is to bring those thousands of people, over 15,000 have pledged so far at the Free State Project's website, freestateproject.org, to make the move to New Hampshire once 20,000 is reached. So we're still working towards that goal. We're over 75% of the way there. Once 20,000 people have pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, the move happens. There's a five-year window that everybody has to make the move. Mark, you and I were early movers. We moved back in 2006. People are moving every week to New Hampshire, it seems like, these days. People all across New Hampshire coming from all over the world. We've got one guy who's here from Russia, as a matter of fact. And so people from all over the place are coming here because this is the epicenter of the liberty movement at this point. There is no place on earth where there's a larger concentration of liberty-oriented people who are willing to be active. There's nowhere on earth where there's a larger concentration of liberty-oriented people, period. But the people who are coming here for the Free State Project are active people, people who are willing to run for office, support somebody running for office, go and do outreach, do street theater, do creating media, civil disobedience, non-cooperation. These are just some of the forms of activism that we've seen and continue to see as part of the Free State Project. So, if you want to see what it's like to be around people who care about freedom and are willing to do something about it, please join us at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 20th through the 23rd. Come early, though. There are actually going to be tours around the state on the days leading up to the Liberty Forum. So Liberty Forum starts on a Thursday. So the weekdays prior to that, there will be, I think a bus will be involved. I'm not real sure how people are going to be moved about, but there will be carpools or whatever to go to.
LibertyForum.com will tell you.
Is it on there? I haven't seen that. I presume it is. NHLibertyForum.com. Go there. There are going to be dozens of speakers. We're going to be broadcasting live. But the most important aspect is you get to feel that sense of community that we get to feel all the time, because we live here in New Hampshire around hundreds of other people who care about freedom. See what it's like. Join us February 20th through the 23rd. It's affordable as hell, by the way. A couple $100 gets you full access to the entire event for the entire weekend. NHLibertyForum.com. Great guest speakers are going to be there, etc. We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you there. So PTSD, MDMA, NSA, all kinds of letters to talk about here tonight, whatever it is that that you want to share. And I think Jim's experience going to Canada, and there was one question I realized later after we disconnected that I wanted to ask, and that was, you know, what is the legality of this up in Canada? He went to a group of psychiatrists.
He said it was a study.
So maybe it was legal.
Or at least semi-legal.
Some of these things have been done illegally in the United States, where a psychiatrist will acquire some MDMA on the black market. Now, by the way, MDMA is commonly called street slang ecstasy.
And it's also commonly not MDMA.
That's right. If you buy it on the streets, it's in a lot of cases not. Probably
cough
most
syrup,
likely to
crank,
be,
God yeah. knows what.
Probably, if you buy it on the streets, it's probably most likely not actually MDMA. But the real deal, the MDMA is an empathogen. The root word of empathogen is empathy. And the idea is that, you know, when you're on MDMA, that you are more likely to feel empathy towards others. And that's kind of where they were coming from when Jim was trying to, you know, facing down these horrific memories of sexual abuse at the hands of a priest when he was younger, to try to find forgiveness for this person, to try to move along a scale of forgiveness. He couldn't come right out and forgive him all the way, but he was able to stop wanting to kill the man.
Well,
so that's progress.
I don't know about
and
stop.
And he hasn't been having flashbacks.
At
well, he
week,
said that.
Right,
he said
but at this week, we're at 1 week. Yeah, but imagine having flashbacks two or three times a day,
mm-hmm.
and then for a week, not having
not
them.
Not having them. That's a tremendous... And having been on, what was that, laundry list of pills that he gave us?
Yeah.
There was like 15 pills that he was on, and to not have to, you know, deal with that. I don't know
you
how
know
many
what
he's still on.
I hate is the drug warriors that'll just dismiss stuff like this.
Like MDMA?
Well, no, like this therapy. So,
oh
MDMA's been made illegal about, you know, 20 years ago or whatever by the government in their infinite wisdom. And so, therefore, anything that surrounds it that's positive must be false.
Mm.
You know, oh, this guy didn't have that experience.
He's just lying because he wanted to go roll.
Yeah, he's just some drug addict that went across the border to have a good old druggy time.
Yeah, because nothing's a better time than sitting in an office with a psychiatrist for 6 hours while you're on MDMA.
Yeah, but
sure, I mean, the visuals were great.
It's amazing what the kind of mental contortions that people go through in order to continue to back up their point of view.
It's absolutely true, and the people who want to talk crap about MDMA don't really know what they're talking about. They probably have done no research, or they just believe the shoddy research that has been done, and in a lot of cases been proven shoddy later on, like, it puts holes in your brain. Guess what? Not true. There's, you know, go ahead and look up the details on that one. That's nonsense. Now, does that mean that you should just do a bunch of MDMA? No. That does not mean that. It is a powerful drug. It can kind of deplete you of your serotonin, basically, if you do enough of it.
But over time, probably can be replaced.
Yeah, well, if you do it once, and then you do it again 6 months later, you're going to be fine as far as your serotonin is.
This is not medical advice.
Is confirmed. That's, I'm certainly not a doctor.
From
That's
what
my
I've
personal
read.
Experience. Not from what I've read. That's from my personal experience. I've used MDMA, and I know it was MDMA because I tested it to prove that it was MDMA. And MDMA was one of the most important drug experiences I've ever had. I mean, hands down. And I'm grateful that I haven't had a horrific experience as this gentleman had, or more than one of those horrific experiences in the past. But from the people who have had those experiences, who have gone through this therapy, what they've reported has been absolutely stunning. I mean, the initial results from these studies have shown, and if I'm misrecalling this, please correct me at 855-450-FREE, but they've shown like 80% of the people who've taken MDMA for therapy purposes to handle PTSD have had all of the symptoms of the PTSD cured after one session.
Well, the
at least 6 months beyond that.
The study that they had was, in my opinion, sufficient enough to be doing more research in this area. But they have no intention of it because the DEA has too much power in Washington, D.C. There are benefits to illegal drugs. Anybody who says otherwise clearly doesn't understand them. Heroin used to be sold legally in the United States. Cocaine is still used as in prescriptions. So let's not act like these things don't have value.
I mean, just 6 hours ago, a quick Google search reveals a study a story over at Imperial College of London. Study reveals how ecstasy acts on the brain and hints at therapeutic uses. I mean, I haven't even looked at this story yet, but there you go. I mean, this is in the news, and hopefully we're going to see it being more in the news. Brain imaging experiments have revealed for the first time how ecstasy produces feelings of euphoria in users. But the findings have been published in the journal Biological Psychiatry. The findings hint at ways that ecstasy or MDMA might be useful in the treatment of anxiety as well as post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, these are two problems that affect a whole lot of people. I mean, I can think of multiple people that have issues with anxiety. MDMA, of course, has been a popular recreational drug since the 80s, but there has been little research on which areas of the brain it affects. The new study is the first to use functional magnetic resonance imaging on resting subjects under its influence. 25 volunteers underwent brain scans on two occasions, one after taking the drug and one after taking a placebo, without knowing which they'd been given. The results show that MDMA decreases activity in the limbic system, a set of structures involved in emotional responses. These effects were stronger in subjects who reported stronger subjective experiences, suggesting that they're related. Communication between the medial temporal lobe and medial prefrontal cortex, which is involved in emotional control, was reduced. This effect and the drop in activity of the limbic system are opposite to patterns seen in patients who suffer from anxiety. So it's a direct counter to what happens during anxiety. Here we go. We'll give you more in moments in hour number two, which is coming up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website. website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.